talk about Hanan, begin today. It's, as you've seen, a very big sugya. I sent you a lot of Mar Makomos. It's not an easy sugya. And I think we'll start first by talking generally, and then we'll look at the specifics in the Rishonim, and next time, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll get more into the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim and the like. So, first a Hakdama. The Pashtus is, let's define our terms. We have two terms that we need to define, Chatichat Menas Nevela and Afshar L'Sochto. So the question of Hanan is the following. When a Heter absorbs Isser, so do we look at it as though this is just Heter having absorbed Isser, the Heter remains Heter, and though you can't eat it, fundamentally that's all it is, Heter that's absorbed Isser, or do we say no, that the Isser has transformed the Chaticha Saheter, and we no longer view it as a Chaticha Shel Heter? And there are three nafkaminas. Number one is, what if the Chaticha that absorbed Isser, or Basar B'chalav, was subsequently mixed in with other things? So, do you say that you only have to be concerned? First, we'll talk about Shari Surin, and then we'll talk about Basar B'chalav. Do you have to be concerned? Do you have to be mevatel just the tam of the Isser that's Nivla? Or do you have to be mevatel the whole thing? So let's imagine you have a potato that's one kezias that was Bolea a half a kezias of tam Nivela. Now, the entire potato tastes like Nivela. So will you need 30 kezasim levatel as ha potato, or 60 kezasim levatel as a potato? The next nafkamina is medin min bimino lobatel, according to Rabbi Yehuda. If you hold that the chaticha itself remains mutter, so then it cannot aser other things alt min bimino. So in the case of Basar B'chalav, that would mean, if you didn't say Hanan, that if it was pole tam chalav, it would not aser other chalav altman bimino, and if it was pole tam basar, it wouldn't aser basar altman bimino. In a case of shari surin, if this potato was pole tam potato, we wouldn't say, oh, min bimino lobatel with other potatoes, if you didn't hold of Hanan. And if you did hold of Hanan, we would say no, that since the heter has been transformed to iser, so we say min bimino lobatel. And the third nafkamina, which you may have not yet seen, is with respect to the din of chaticha haru'uya l'skabe. The halacha is that dvarim chashuvim aren't batel, like a chaticha haru'uya l'skabe. What's the halacha if you have a chaticha shel heter that was boleya iser? So if you hold of Hanan, so now, let's say the potato is ru'uya l'skabe, so it won't be batel among other potatoes. Whereas, if you hold that there is no Hanan, so then the blios themselves aren't chashuv, and the potato be'etzem is mutter, just can't eat it because of the tam shebo, and memela, you wouldn't say chaticha haru'ya l'skabed, you would say it's batel. Now, this halacha, at least when the basar and the chalav are together, is certainly true for basar b'chalav. Everybody's going to agree to that. And that's why everybody's going to agree, for example, if you have a piece of basar that was boleya, you know, one kezias of basar that was boleya half a kezias of chalav, you would need 60 kezasim levatlo, not 30. And everybody will agree, it would seem, though perhaps you could question this, but the pasha, there's no recorded opinion in the Gemara that denies that with respect to Basar B'chalav, you'd say min b'mino lo batel, and everybody probably, again, these are probablys, we'll see if they're certainties, but the pashta says everybody's going to agree that a piece of meat that absorbs some milk is going to be a chaticha l'skabed. So if the meat's chashuv, then that piece of meat won't be batel. And we don't care about the fact that the tam ha'iser, namely the chalav that was nivla in the meat, isn't chashuv. And that's because, like the Gemara Kuf Ches on the base concludes, that if you have a half a kezias of basar and a half a kezias of chalav that get mixed together, everybody agrees you got malkos, even though it's only a half and half, because the chalav turns to iser to basar b'chalav, and the basar turns to iser basar b'chalav. Anyway, they're heter b'heter, right? So It's only Shaykh and Isser if both of them transform to Isser. And that's why, at the very least, as long as they're together, everybody's going to agree to Chanan in the case of Basar B'chalav. For all three of those nafkaminas, Pashtas. The question is, what about for Shari Surin? For Shari Surin, it's not clear from the Gemara. The Gemara does use a Lashon of Chanan by Shari Surin, but though it's not so clear how, we'll talk about it, that we've shown him some Rabbeinu Ephraim denies the concept. There is no such thing as Chanan for Shari Surin, even when they're together. And other Rishonim say, no, we do say Chanan by Shari Surin. And then the question is, to what extent? Is it full-fledged Chanan, like Basar B'chalav? Or perhaps it's only partial Chanan? Is it De'oraisa, as Tosfos on Daf Kuf on the base seems to assume, is Akasha from Hagalas Kalim? Or, like the Ran says, is it just a Din D'Rabbanan modeled after Basar B'chalav, where we say that just like Basar B'chalav, there's Chanan mid'oraisa, so too by Shari Surin, there's Chanan mid'rabbanan, which is why the Ran says that in cases where you couldn't have Chanan de'oraisa by Basar B'chalav, you won't have Chanan de'rabbanan by Shari Surin. So that's why there's no such thing as a klipa for Chanan, because there's no such thing as a klipa for Basar B'chalav. That's why it's only going to be Derech Bishul and the like. So that's the question of Chanan, both by Basar B'chalav and for Shari Surin. What does Efshel Asochto mean? So Efshel Asochto, if Chanan is the question of to what extent the Heter is seen as Isser when they are together, the question of Efshel Asochto is how do we look at it when they have separated, when they're no longer together? Do we say that since the Sibas HaIsser is gone, so it's Chozer LaHeter? So in terms of Shari Surin, if you have that potato that was Bolea Tam Nevela, if the Tam Nevela were to leave, and then there's a question, does that mean leave entirely, or leave in the sense that it's no longer no Saint Tam, but maybe there's some residual, that's a question. But the point of Efshel Asochto is if the Tam Nevela leaves, does the potato go back to being mutter or not? And likewise, we have the question with respect to Basar B'chalav. If the Chalav leaves the Basar, what's the status of the Basar? Maybe that's impossible. Maybe it's possible. Even if it's impossible, there's still a question. But that's basically the question of Efshel Asochto. Efshel Asochto is different than Chanan. Chanan is, what is the status when they're together? And Efshel Asochto is, what is their status when they separate? Does it return to its original status? And then, again, with the question of Efshel Asochto, we have to ask, perhaps the chaticha itself can't return to its original status, but with respect to other things it does, or the like. And those are all the details. Now, the pashtus is, when you read the Gemara first at least, that the question of Efshel Asochto is not specifically about Shari Surim, but it's even about Basar B'chalav, because the Gemara is talking about Basar B'chalav, and it starts talking about whether or not you say Efshel Asochto is Aser, or whether you say Efshel Asochto is Mutter. It sounds like it's not just a question of Shari Surin, meaning to say we consider the possibility that once the Basar, we said it's Pashat that with respect to Basar B'chalav, as long as they're together, we say Chaticha Asmanas Devela, the Heter turns into Isser and the like, but maybe that's only as long as they're together. And theoretically, it's conceivable that if they separate, then it could be Chozer LaHeter. And according to Rav seems to say we say Efshel Asochto Aser. It sounds like that's by Shari Surim. So, and certainly by Basar B'chalav. By Basar B'chalav, it might be De'oraisa. Pashtus, by Shari Surin, it's going to be De'rabbanan. Because after all, if the Isser is based off Tam Kicker and there's no longer any Tam, how could you say there's an Isser De'oraisa in the piece? And certainly, if the Tam Isser is totally gone, how could you imagine an Isser De'oraisa? Though again, we'll see. Is that Pashut, or is it not Pashut? Assuming, though, for a moment...
Rabbi's just saying that you Svara makes sense that we do not be Machal, but there's no Zecher and where Rav talks about it, that it's the Shari Surin.
No, well, the simple reading of the Gemara, I would have said, maybe I'm biased by Rashi, is that we have this general question, maybe we'll read the Gemara a little more carefully in a moment, but we have this general question of Efshel Softa, which is stated with respect to Shari Surim, and we're applying it to Basar Bechalav. And therefore the Gemara is saying, if you hold Efshel Softa's Aser by Shari Surim, then it will be true for Basar Bechalav, and then it makes sense to say Chaticha Atzmanasis Nevela. So we'll return to Rashi in one moment, but assuming that's the Pshat in the Gemara, like Rashi, Sadrabba, Rashi sort of sounds like it's the same machlokas by Shari Surin and Basar Bechalav. And if it's true that by Shari Surim it's only Dirabanan, and maybe by Basar Bechalav it's also only Midrabanan, even if it exists. Again, you could question all these things, but that's what I would assume. But Pashtus, if you learn like Rashi, it's hard to imagine that you could have Efshel Sochto Dereisa by Shari Surim. And it's also true that the Gemara seems to equate the Machlokas by Shari Surin to Basar Bechalav. There's also a debate, we'll get into this a little later, but there's also a debate whether if you hold Efshel Sochto's Aser, is that only if a Mashu of the Oser remains, or even if theoretically it's entirely removed? Efshel L'Softo Aser might mean, according to some Rishonim, that if theoretically it's Efshel L'Softo, it might actually be impossible, L'Schot Kol Aser. But even if theoretically it could be Sochet Kol Aser, it still remains Aser. That's more or less the view of Ramban and Rashba and Ran, though the Ramban goes back and forth. Or, on the other hand, Tosfos says no, that even if you hold Efshel L'Softo Aser, that means if there's something of the Oser that remains, or in the case of Basar Bechalav, if there's some, let's say it's the Basar, if there's something of the Chalav that remains. But if you totally isolate the Basar from the Chalav, so then even the opinion of Efshel L'Softo Aser, it would be Mutter, right? As we'll see, it's very possible. When we get into the Rashba, I don't know if we'll do that today, but the Rashba's version of Efshar L'Sochto Mutter is Tosfos' version of Efshel L'Sochto Aser. The Rashba holds that even if you hold Efshel L'Sochto Mutter, the piece that absorbed Iser never goes back to being Mutter. And that might be, even if you know there's no Tam. Now that might be Tosfos' version of Efshel L'Sochto Aser. Because Tosfos thinks, even according to the Mandar Efshel L'Sochto Aser, if you entirely isolate it, it's going to be Mutter. Which is why, get to this in a second, why Tosfos thinks that even if you hold of Chanan, and even if you hold Efshel L'Sochto Aser, if lo nir klal v'lo kisa klal, the tam that's niflat from the chatichas basar that was bala chalav is going to be tam shel heter. We'll get there. But anyway, within the view of Tosfos, it's especially interesting because according to Tosfos, so then let's say you hold Efshel L'Sochto Aser. So that means when it's Mekabel Tam, it's Aser, even though it loses its Tam. But if there's a Mashahu that remains, it remains Aser until it totally leaves, which leaves you to wonder why that is. In other words, if the Aser is based off of Nisin Es Tam, so then it should be Mutter when the Tam leaves, which is the view of Efshel L'Sochto Mutter, according to Tosfos. And if you say no, that once it becomes Aser, it remains Aser forever, so then why, if it's Nischat Lagamre, is it Chozer Leheter? Manavshach. The two extremes I could understand. I could understand the Efshel L'Sochto Aser of Ramban, Rash, Baran, that once it becomes Aser, it's Aser Li'aylam, and Shai, the Torah said it's Aser, can't be Mutter. And I understand the other extreme, that the Iser is totally dependent upon the Sinas Tam. But the middle view, namely Tosos's version of Efshel L'Sochto Aser, is very, very perplexing. Because it's not Tali and Tam, but it's also not a permanent transformation. So how do you explain that? Obviously, it'll have to be something along the lines of, while Bittel is initially possible, it is not possible once it becomes Aser, so therefore even when it's reduced to below the level of Nisin Es Tam, at that point Bittel can't be Chal, but still when the Oser is totally gone, there's no basis for any Iser. Because the Sibas Iser is totally gone. Again, we'll return to these questions when we get into the details. The Rishonim now, just speaking a little more globally, I will note, it's very interesting, Tosfos and Rashi both give a dimyon for afshir l'sochto, but it's a different dimyon. Rashi on daf kuf ches amud aleph compares it to klei akerem. Tosfos avodazara samachay amud beis compares it to klei begadim. Klei begadim, so we know the halakha, right? You got to get your suit shot and it's checked. So let's say it actually fails. So, never happened to me yet, but maybe I just have cheap suits. So, let's say it fails. So what does the guy do? He'll remove the kilayim and, goes back to being mutter, right? Which is Tosfos' understanding, even if Efshel is to Aser. If you remove the Aser, if you remove the shatnez, if you remove the linen from the wool suit, goes back to being mutter. Rashi compares it to Kilei HaKerem. Kilei HaKerem, that's not true. That once the kilayim takes place, and there's a shir shel Aser, so then it's Aser Liolam. You can't extract and return something that's become Aser to Heter. And it's Kulo Aser subsequently. Okay. Now, the next question, again, before we get into the nitty-gritty, but the more Klaliistic issue, is what is the association between the question of Heter Nefach L'Iser, when we talked about the Sugya of Tam Ke'ikar, and Chanan? As we noted, when we saw that Gemara, those Rishonim, so we said, seems like they're the same thing. Let's say Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen, both of whom hold that if you have Heter, that was Bolea Iser, and the Tam is Nirgash, according to Rabbeinu Tam, or Rabbeinu Chaim, that there's Kezayis Bechde Achilas Pas, you get Malkos. That seems like they're saying Chanan, right? Heter Nefach L'Iser. And Rabbeinu Tam, Ramban, for example, who denied that possibility, absolutely rejected that. He said, no, that's nothing to do with Tam Ke'ikar. That has to do with Heter Mitzdarif L'Iser. And Tam Ke'ikar, you would never get Malkos unless you have a shear. So he doesn't hold of Chanan. That's what it would sound like. But that clearly is wrong on both levels. First of all, the Rush, for example, has a whole clair about whether Rabbeinu Tam is right and Rabbeinu Ephraim is right with respect to Chanan by Shari Surin. Yet he takes for granted that with respect to the question of Tam Ke'ikar, we say Nefach. And likewise, the Ramban absolutely rejects the notion of Nefach in the Sugya of Tam Ke'ikar, and yet he himself also clairs about the question of Chanan by Shari Surin and goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. So in both schools of thought, you clearly see that the questions are not dependent upon each other. Now, it might be that if you hold it both, they're related. Doesn't mean these are unrelated questions, but certainly it is the case that they're not strictly dependent. Now, the question then is how do we understand that? Because it seems like it should make sense that they're connected. So we have to say, I think, is that according to the Rush, who holds of Nefach, so it's not the pshat that it's true Nefach, because that would be Chanan. Rather, the pshat is, it's an understanding of Tam Ke'ikar, that when the Torah said Tam Ke'ikar, the Torah said Tam is Mamish Ke'ikar. And therefore, if you eat a potato that's a Kezias, Betam Nevela, you get Malkos, because the Torah said Tam is Ke'ikar. So you might have eaten a Kezias of Tam, and it's based off of that Kezias of Tam that you get Malkos, but it's not the pshat that the potato turned into Nevela. The pshat is, you're Loika on a Kezias of Tam Nevela. Now, Tam needs a carrier, generally speaking, especially when we're talking about time of Lo Mamasho. It doesn't exist in the abstract. Maybe to some degree, right, HaTameim, L'Achol Rota, Tziran, so then it does. But when we're talking about the Sugya of Tam Ke'ikar, we're not talking about Tam in the abstract. We're talking about Tam that has been absorbed into something else. So if Tam has been absorbed into something else, so now how do we look at that? The Torah said Tam Ke'ikar is Aser. Let's assume now Midoraisa. Well, what exactly does that mean? So the Rush says that means that you, if you eat a Kezias of Tam, then you get Malkos. Tam is Ke'ikar. And how do you eat a Kezias of Tam? Nevela. Well, if you eat a potato that is Tam Nevela, and a potato is a Kezias, so then you've eaten a Kezias of Tam, so you get Malkos. But it doesn't mean, necessarily, that the potato went from Heter to Iser. And therefore, let's say you now want to be Mevatel, this potato. It could be that if you had 10 more potatoes, the 10 potatoes would be enough to be mevatel the tam nevela that's in the single potato. And if in the end of the day all 11 potatoes don't taste like nevela anymore, it's going to be mutter. You don't need 60 potatoes. So that's, I think, the easier way to look at it. What about the other way? How could you hold the Ramban and still say Hanan? That's a little more difficult, because if you hold that you don't get Malkos for the potato that was Bolea Kizayis Tam, because maybe, let's assume for now, that Tam Kicker is simply lack of Bittel, so how in the world could you possibly say Hanan? So, first of all, that's a little easier to solve, because maybe we'll just say that if Hanan does exist by Shari Sunan, it's Derabanan. And especially if we say, along the lines of the Ran, that it's Derabanan modeled after Basar B'chalav, so then we could say it's not fundamental, and it's just a Gzeira Atu Basar B'chalav, or we'll see in the Ramban, he suggests that it relates to a general din of Bittel. We'll have to see what exactly that means. But if it's only Derabanan, then perhaps it's less of an issue. Certainly if you take the extreme of the Ran, that it's just a Derabanan Atu Basar B'chalav that's modeled after Basar B'chalav, so then, okay, no. So you're right, doesn't really make sense internally within the laws of Tarovas and Tam Kicker and the like. It's simply that they said, treat a Tarovas of Isser Beheter as a Tarovas Basar B'chalav. That's clearly not going to be enough to explain for everybody. For example, Tosfos on Daf Kuf on the base clearly holds that Hanan by Shari Shurin is Deraisa. How do I know that? Because he asks, he brings a raya for Rabbeinu Ephraim against Rabbeinu Tam, that we don't say Hanan by Shari Surin from the fact that Hagala is possible for Kli Gadol, meaning to say you could have Hagala for a Kli where there's not Shishim, a Kli Katan, you could have Shishim of the water connected to the volume of the pot. What do? You put it in a big pot. But what if you have a Kli Gadol, a huge pot, doesn't fit into any other pot? So Tosus assumes that it's Pashut, you could do Hagala. You could answer the question by saying, no, you can't do Hagala. Maybe not. Who says Hagala works for everything? But at least the proof says Mistama Hagala works for everything. And Mistama, you'll never have Shishim, because generally speaking, that might sometimes be possible, but generally speaking, the contents of the pot won't be 60 times the volume of the pot. So how could you ever have? So Tosa says what he says, but the proof and the answer, which accepts the proof, seem to be taken for granted, that Hanan is midirais v'shayshur. Now, maybe that's only Tosfos, because maybe it's within the view world of Heter Nefach Lesser. And you could only hold of Hanan by Shari Sur and midirais if you actually hold Heter Nefach Lesser. It doesn't automatically follow, but it conceivably follows. In other words, it's only Rabbeinu Tam who holds of Heter Nefach Lesser, who also considers the possibility of Hanan midirais by Shari Sur. Maybe. Maybe that's the way to get out of it. The Rav had a different mahalich. The Rav said, again, maybe it's you'll want to say anyway, even if it's derabanan, at least for some rishonim. But the Rav understood the idea of Hanan, and I think we'll see a number of possible manifestations of this. It's an idea that's hard to understand at first, but it's the idea that when you do bittel, you have to be mevatel not just the Isser, but also the carrier of the Isser. So if you're mevatel, if a potato was bolea tam nevela, you have to be mevatel not just the tam nevela shebo, but also the potato, because the potato is the carrier of the Isser. Now, why would you say this? So I think the idea is as follows. If you look, a number of the Rishonim point out that we would only consider saying Hanan when the Isser and the Heter have become permanently integrated in a halachically meaningful way. You saw that in a Rishonim earlier when you saw the Chalsugya, for example, that the Ravid says, it's Pashut that you need to be Mishar Keneged Kulo, for example, under normal things when they're inseparable and integrated. Now, even though the Ramban didn't fully accept that, other applications might be true, and that might be the Ramban and the like. But you'll see this in a number of places. You'll see actually some Rishonim perhaps even say that you say, that's why you don't say Hanan for Kalim, not the Belios in the Kelim, but the Kli itself. And there are some Rishonim who say you do say Chanan in the Kli itself when you're dealing with the Kli Chares, because the Belios and the Kli have become integrated. So I think, again, perhaps we'll see a number of reflections of this idea, which may be fully accepted or partially accepted, Midrabanan or the like. The point is, though, that once two things have been permanently integrated in a halachically meaningful way, halachically meaningful meaning because of the rule of Tam Ke'ikar, so now, when it comes to Dine Bittel, you also have to consider the carrier. Yes?
In some of them, you'd have the Kula of Tosos that wherever the original Tavrasit doesn't go, then you wouldn't have to, it's not a carrier anymore.
So, right. So that is one of the Rav's favorite rayas for this idea, which is the idea of Ein, and we'll get to this more, Barichos, but Ein Ha Nesar Oser B'makom Sha'iser Atmo Einu Yachol Eilech L'Sham is exactly that point.
Yeah,
that we'll get to there also. That relates, and these relate to the machlokas between Ramban and Tosos about whether Hanan is real or fake. We'll explain all that. Bezos Hashem. But yes, you're correct. The one very clear manifestation of this notion that Hanan is the Yisod, that you have to be Mevatel, not just the Isser, but the carrier of the Isser, is very simple, is the idea of Tosos, which is that we say Hanan when there is Isser plus carrier. But if the Isser Atzmo Eino Yelchole Lech L'Sham, then you don't say Hanan anymore. And on its own, this is a very strange idea. Why, if something is 0.01%, do we say Hanan and you need Shitul Mevatel everything? Or certainly it's Nesinas Tam. And all of a sudden it leaves Isser Atzmo Eino Yelchole Lech L'Sham and you don't say Hanan anymore, Tchozer Hatter, all those things? So the Rav's explanation is exactly that point, that the idea of Hanan is that you have to be Mevatel, the carrier of the Isser along with the Isser. Thus, if you have a situation where the Isser Atzmaino Yachol Eilech L'Sham, so you don't have to be Mevatel, the carrier of the Isser anymore. So that is certainly one of the places where you see that idea. Okay, so now I guess what we'll do is let's go through some Ha'aros in the Gemara in Chulin, first according to Rashi, then Ramban, and then Tosfos. So the Amar Rav, Kevin Shenasan, this is a Kof Chesamad Aleph, Kevin Shenasan Tam B'chaticha Chaticha Asmanas Nevela V'oseres Kol HaChatichos Kulan Mifnei Shein Mina. Why Kasavar? Ikzavar Shel Sochto Umotar Chatamay Nasis Nevela El Kasavar Shel Sochto Aser Ditmar Rav Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Yochanan Dar Miav Shel Sochto Aser Shmuel Rabbi Shem Rabbi Shlakish De Amri Ashel Sochto Mutter. Oh. So first of all, when you read the Gemara Kapshuto, again, some Rishonim, like perhaps Ramban and Ran, will question this, but the simple reading of the Gemara is that Hanan and Ashel Sochto are two totally separate questions. And the Gemara makes this point. The Gemara says that it makes sense to say Hanan if you hold Ashel Sochto Aser. Right? E Kasav Ashel Sochto Mutter. So then, why would you say Hanan? If you hold Ashel Sochto Aser, so then it makes sense to say Hanan. So what do these mean? So Rashi says, Ashel Sochto Mutter is Hutter Gam HaRishon K'shenifla HaEser Mimenu. Like we said, Ashel Sochto Mutter is very simple. Does the Iser, is it permanent or is it temporary? Is it only as long as they attached? Right? That's what Rashi says. And what's Ashel Sochto Aser? Rashi says, Mishen Aser HaChaticha Shuv Ein LaHeter B'Shchita. Ashel Sochto Mutter, Ashel Sochto Aser. And what does Hanan mean? So, right, Rashi says, Mishen Aser HaChaticha Shuv Ein LaHeter B'Shchita. That's Ashel Sochto Aser. V'Ashmu Inan, this is the Chiddush of Hanan, which makes sense once you hold Ashel Sochto Aser. Af HaHeter Sheba Nasa Iser, Leos Kan Shir Gadol, Les Rachem Harbe. Like we said, Hanan. In other words, it now, the Heter that's Balua Be Iser, has the capacity to Aser much more than itself. Les Rachem Harbe. You don't just have to be Mesiaches to the Iser or the Oser, but also to the Heter. That's what Hanan is. Les Rachem Harbe. And that could be done through either, in the case of Mim Shein Umino, requiring Shishim Kenegdo, Kenegdo not just the Isser, but also the Heter. And in the case of Min Bimino, since the Heter has been transformed to Isser, it has a capacity to Aser everything else, Leolam Vaid, even Alt Isser Mashu. And then, Midrabanan, you also might have that Nafgamina for Chatich Liyaskabit. So that's what Rashi says. Now, it is worthwhile noting, we don't have the words Eshel Sotel Mutar Aser said in any context other than Basar B'chalav, as Ramban points out. We do have words Chanan by Shari Surin said, though even when we have Eshel Sotel Aser Mutar said in the Sugi of Basar B'chalav, but according to Rashi is referring to Shari Surin. Just so, you know, what the Gemara actually says explicitly. Okay. So that is the sort of the first half of the sugya. Gets very confusing when you turn to Amud Beis. Why? So the Gemara there, first we present it as a machlokas amoraim, and then the Gemara suggests that this is actually a big machlokas tanaim as well. The same type of shaila, namely chatichas basar shabala tipas chalav. And what does the Gemara say? Vashal self to atzmo tanai. The Tanya tipas chal shenafla chaticha kem shenas natan b'chaticha chaticha menas nevela. Oseres kol chaticha skol nation mina devir Rabbi Yehuda v'chamim omrim achi teitam berot v'kiv chatichos. Amr Rabbi nirin devir Rabbi Yehuda v'shal nir v'kisa. The devir chamim shenir v'kisa. May lo nir v'lo kisa ilim lo nir kisa klav v'lo kisa klav mivla bala mifla lo palat. Ah, so first of all, that's going to be very important. Sounds like when you have this chaticha that was bolaya chalav and turned into a chafsa shalisser, but mivla bala, it absorbed chalav, mifla lo palat, chor, that means it's not polate chalav, polate tambasar, but not polate chalav, so then it shouldn't have the ability to aser anything else. Ve'ela lo nir b'tchila al basof, ve'lo nir b'tchila al basof. Amai, habala ha'palat. So everybody's going to hold of it. So kasav eshel sof to aser. That's what the Gemara says. So Rashi says kasav eshel sof to aser mipnei shekula nases iser. This is a little strange because this seems like it's the opposite of Amud Aleph. On Amud Aleph, he said that if you hold of eshel sof to aser, then I could hear holding Chanan. And here he says, why do you hold eshel sof to aser? Because you hold of Chanan. Which one is it? Which came first? So, I had a couple of mahalchim. I think probably the easiest way to say it is that they're both true. In other words, it's possible to hold Efshel Asochto Aser and not hold of Chanan, like the Gemara in Kuf Chesam at Aleph holds. You could hold Efshel Asochto Aser, that once a piece becomes Aser, it's Aser Li'olam Vaid. But that doesn't mean that the Heter is turned into Iser. So it won't have the capacity lasser acherim kashir harbe. And Rashi, in changing between Amud Aleph and Amud Beis, is really just reflecting the Gemara. Because the Gemara on Amud Aleph made this point. It says, if you hold Efshel to Aser, then you can hold Chanan. Gemara on Amud Beis seems to say the reverse. And what Rashi's saying is, on Amud Beis, is that if you hold of Chanan by Shari Surim, I'm sorry, by Basar B'chalav, that will be the reason why Efshel Soch to Aser. In other words, Efshel Soch to Aser could be a reason to say Chanan, and Chanan, and if you hold of Chanan by Basar B'chalav, and Chanan by Basar B'chalav, if it exists, is probably certainly Deraisha, so that's the reason why Efshel Soch to Aser. Why is Efshel Soch to Aser by Chanan? Because the Chaticha was Nas and Avela. So Memela, even if you were to be Sochet, all the Chalav Shibo, still, it was Nas and Avela. So perhaps that explains the discrepancy. And this goes to the question of what is
So you're saying that Eshel Sof everywhere else is Dinderabanan based against. How, where does it start? I'm saying there's four steps?
Rashi is saying as follows. Two things, and both of them are true. Which is, if you hold Efshel Soch to Aser, then it makes sense to say Hanan. And Lu Yitzur, you hold Eshel Softo Mutter, it wouldn't make sense to say Hanan.
Okay.
No, good. No, just one second. Right? Now, that's what he said on Amud Aleph. And then what the Gemara said on Amud Aleph, unless you say something fancy. On Amud Beis, Rashi said, if you hold of Hanan, so that, by Basar B'Chalav, that's what he's talking about, that the Heter was Nasa Isser. So that's the reason why Eshel is Softo Aser.
Not the indicator, just it's the reason.
Right. Why would it be it's that it remains Aser even after the Heter has been Niflat? That's because when they were together, they both turned into a Nevela. And since they became Nevela, they're going to be a Nevela Liol and Vayet. And the fact that they've now been separated shouldn't mean that they're going to go back to Mutter because they'd already turned into a Nevela. It doesn't mean that it has to be that way. But that's if you hold of Hanan, so that by Basar B'Chalav at the very least, that's certainly going to be the reason why you hold Eshel Softo. And since, especially because it's almost certainly the case, I won't say certainly, but it's almost certainly the case, it's probably the case, that by Basar B'Chalav we do hold of Hanan where they're together. So that would be the easiest way or reason to explain why Eshel Softo is true for Basar B'Chalav. Rashi on Amud Aleph is coming from the perspective of the Gemara, which brought in Eshel Softo by Shari Surin. And if you hold Eshel Softo by Shari Surin, then certainly it makes sense to hold of Hanan by Basar B'Chalav.
Where does Rashi connect Hanan? Where does he say Hanan makes Eshel Softo?
Rashi says, El Kasav, Kasavar Eshel Softo Aser Mipnei Shekula Nase Siser.
That's
the Rashi Amud Beis. Mipnei.
That's Hanan.
I assume. Sounds that way.
Because otherwise you shouldn't have said Kula?
Yeah. Kula Nasi Sisser sounds like Chaticha Nasi Nevela.
Why don't you just say the words?
I think those are the words. And again, I think it reflects.
Hanan, step A is Hanan by Basar B'Chalav, Sfar Pshuta. Step B is Eshel Softo by Basar B'Chalav, Sfar Pshuta.
I don't know if it's Sfar Pshuta.
Svara that's held by certain Shitas.
Yes.
Then, Memela Eshel Softo Midrabanan by Shari Surin. Memela
no,
Hanan
he didn't
by
take,
Shari Surin. So
he didn't,
it's A,
B, A. Those steps are not in Rashi. That might be true. But Rashi said, if you hold of Hanan by Shari Surin, by Basar B'Chalav, and again, maybe that's true for everybody, so that would be a reason to say Eshel Softo Aser, at least by Basar B'Chalav. That doesn't mean that if you hold of Hanan, you must hold of Eshel Softo Aser. Maybe they're only Aser as long as they're integrated, and should they separate, they become together. But the best reason, the most obvious reason to hold of Eshel Softo Aser by Basar B'Chalav is because you hold of Hanan. And that's the perspective on Amud Beis. And again, I think Rashi is just coming from the Gemara.
I just don't understand what this regression is. Like, what does that do? I mean, we're going with the same sheet than the Gemara we're talking about, right? We're talking about Rav. So I just don't understand, like, I don't you say it's the best way, the only way, it is a progression, it's not, it's Darbon and the Raisa, like, where.
I don't know if all of these questions that you're asking are addressed, at least explicitly, from Rashi. Rashi is telling us a couple of things, and maybe leaving us with a bunch of question marks also. And we'll work on those question marks. But right now, in terms of what Rashi seems to be saying explicitly, so Rashi seems to be saying that both things are true, right? If you hold of Eshel Softo Aser, that is a reason to hold of Hanan. And also it's true that if you hold of Hanan, that's a reason to hold of Eshel Softo Aser. I'm simply pointing out that both of those statements could be true. Because there might be more than one reason to hold of Eshel Softo Aser, right? And especially by Shari Suru. But at least when it comes to Basar B'Chalav, if you hold, and perhaps everybody holds of Hanan, so that would be the easiest way to explain why Eshel Softo Aser, at least by Basar B'Chalav. which is the context of the subject. Okay. Now, again, what that means in terms of everything else, well, we're gonna have to keep on working. Okay, now let's turn to Ramban. That was Rashi. So, the Ramban is very difficult. As we'll see, one of the reasons why it's so difficult is because, especially on Kof Ches, he has two pieces. One that belongs...
The last point that I was saying, just the way that we're saying it, that means that, just so that I have the clarity, that means that if you could conceivably have said Hanan and Eshel Sof to Mutter,
yes.
Would that have been true once they're separated from each other, both parts would be Mutter?
If you hold Eshel Sof to Mutter, then once they're totally separated, both parts would be Mutter. And that's the pin, that is, according to Rashi, the opinion of Eshel Sof to Mutter, as opposed to the Rashba.
Right, and that would mean that Hanan...
Hanan just is true as long as they're integrated.
And after, you know, that would be...
Well, so when they're integrated by Basar B'Chalav, like we said, everybody's going to agree, you get Malkos on a Chatzi Zayis Chalav and Chatzi Zayis Basar. That create a Kazayis of Basar B'Chalav.
Okay, so...
Okay. So, and if you had a chance to go through Ramban, there's really two. There's the Ramban that actually belongs on Kuf Chesamid Beis, and then there's the Ramban from the end of the Masechta, that at least in most of the printings of the Ramban nowadays, they put on Kuf Ches Amud Beis. And in each of those Rambans, he goes back and forth a couple of times. And the Rambans here are awesome. They, like, first of all, you see his incredible intellectual honesty. He says a pshat, he undoes the pshat, he re-says the pshat, he re-undoes the pshat, and his breadth of all shas. And Bavli and Yerushalmi and Elikla. He has all the rice from Tosfos, and he says, great. And then he brings in Yerushalmi and Arla. And then, so he changes everything. And then he brings in Mishnah and Vavos. Changes everything again. But it is a bit frustrating. And he goes through the Shakvataria of the flip-flop in both places. First in Kuf Ches Amud Beis, and then at the one from the end of Masechta that's printed after Kuf Ches Amud Beis. So it's hard work, though, I think, a worthwhile... investment. Okay, so a couple of points. So first of all, let's go back even to Rashi and the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Tibas chal shenafla ala chaticha." So there's a debate where the chaticha is with respect to the rest of the pot. According to Rashi, it's partially submerged. According to Tosus, it's totally out. We'll leave that issue aside for now. But somehow or another, this chaticha that the drop of milk fell onto is somewhat removed and isolated from the rest of the pot. So what does the Mishnah say? Im yesh bo nosin tamos chaticha aser. If that piece has a nesinas tam, it's aser. Niras hakadera, im yesh bo nosin tam, bos hakadera aser. And then Rav says, so, what is Rav going on? Right? So, Rashi on the Mishnah tells me that the Mishnah tells me two halachos and not a third. Right? What does the Mishnah tell me? It tells me what's the halacha of the chaticha shekib al tam chalav? Aser. And what's the halacha if you're menayer immediately everything? Mutter. And assuming that there's no tam chalav to be that would be nirgas in the whole pot. What about the rest of the pot in the case of the resha where you didn't mix it? So Rashi tells you, the Mishnah doesn't say, but the Gemara is going to explain. Meaning who? Rav. And when Rav says, "Kevan shekibel tam chaticha nas nevela v'oses kol chaticha skulan," what does that mean? That means that even without mixing, since the piece, right? I brought a pen this time. So here's my chaticha. That's a half in the rotev. So a drop of milk falls into it. And now Rashi Shita here, this is another seeming stira between Amud Aleph and Amud Beis, where that chalav remains. And Amud Beis, he says, it's begaka chaticha. We'll have to return to that. I think we won't do that now. But Rashi says, according to Rav, the following is what happens, even if I don't touch it. This piece gets tam chalav in it. It's tam bas b'chalav, because it's, like we said, partially secluded from the rest of the pot. And then it's polei tam into the rest of the pot. The rest, even without mixing, the rest of the pot becomes aser al tmin b'mino, because the tam basar of the chaticha is aser, it's nevela, chanan, and thereby asering the rest of the pot. That's the view of Rashi. And that's, or Rashi, Rashi's understanding of Rav. Now, that's a very nice pshat, except Tosfos points out that it's against the Gemara. How so? Because the Gemara on Amud Beis says that if you say lo near klal velo kisa klal, why is the rest of the pot aser? So the Gemara takes for granted that me'ikar adin, everybody agrees that if you're not menar the pot at all, then the rest of the pot's mutter. The only piece that's aser is this one that's excluded and secluded. The rest of the pot remains mutter. And that's going even within the view, seemingly, of Afshel, Sochto Aser, and Chanan, and the like. So, how do we explain that? So Tosu says, I'll tell you how to explain it. Very simple. When we say Chanan, Chanan is not true Chanan. What do I mean it's not true Chanan? Obviously, you say Chanan, you will need Shishim Levata, Esha, Chaticha Shebal Achalav, it's a Chaticha Liskabe. But that's only true as long as there is some integration. But if there is no, if the tam that's niflat from that piece is one, now when I say Tosfos, by the way, you see that this is the view of Tosfos if you cheshbin it, but it's spelled out in the Tosfos as quoted by the Ramban and the Rashba and the like. And I think once you see their presentation of Tosfos, you see this is also Tosfos' presentation, and this is, goes back to the Tosfos and Sadi Zayin and the like. It's pretty clearly Tosfos, but it's much more spelled out in the Chachmei Tzarfatim as quoted by the Chachmei Svarad than in the Bali Tosfos itself. But so that's what I mean Tosfos. If you want, we'll call it Ramban's Tosfos. But it's also our Tosfos. So what is the pshat? Even if you hold of Chanan, there is no effect on the rest of the piece, rest of the pot. And even if you hold Min B'mino Aser. But why? I don't understand. It's true that the Chalav Shabbat was isolated. But and even if you're going to learn like Tosfos, that the piece is totally outside of the pot, right? It's up here, Shabbat Chalav. So still, this piece of meat is going to be maflet tam basar to the piece of meat that it's touching, which is in the pot, and thereby should aser everything. So the answer is that there's a certain metzias, which is that ein balua yotze below rotev. Something that's absorbed, tam that's absorbed, generally speaking, there might be exceptions, like things that are fatty and the like, but generally speaking, at least in the case of chalav, which is not fatty, skim milk, or it's not cream at the very least. Again, we'll have plenty of time to discuss what's considered fatty and what isn't fatty and how you know all that. We'll get there, don't worry. But generally speaking, the halacha is that if something is boleya, it will not be polate that which it was boleya without rotev. And therefore, since this piece of meat is chutzla rotev, so it absorbed tam chalav, and it turned into a chatzah shel neveila and yehold of chanan. But since it retains all of its meat, retains all of its milk, and the only tam it's poilate is tam basar, so that tam basar, that it's polate, cannot aser the rest of the pot, even als min b'mino lo batel, even als chanan. Why? So that's what I meant when I said Tosus doesn't hold of real chanan. Chanan is limited. Yes, it's true that when they're together, chaticha asvanasis nevela, and you would need shishim kenegdo, and you would even hold min b'mino lo batel, like if this thing gets mixed in with the rest of the pot, right? Lo nir b'tchila ala basof. And it would be chatichas gabed. All those nafkaminas about chanan are still true, according to Tosfos, when they're together. But did the basar shibo truly, truly turn into nevela? No. The araya, that the tam that this chefza shel nevela's maflit is after. That's the view of Tosfos. So now the Gemara is great. The Gemara is great. What do you mean? Because if lo nir klav lo kisa klav, so it's maflit tam basar, it's not maflit tam chol, the rest of the pot's mutter. But if lo nir betchila, so it was mekabel, it turned into bas b'chalav, and then nir besof, so then it's going to be maflit tam basar that turned into an nevela along with the chalav, because now it's no longer going to be maflit pure basar, because there's rotev, it got mixed in with the rest of the pot. So it's maflit basar nevela, and then memela will aser the rest of the pot altmin benito. And this is Tosfos l'shitaso. That's why Tosfos said ein hanesar, right? We only say hanan when there's integration, when they're mixed. But you'll never say, Tosfos asked the question earlier on Sadi Zayin, why don't you hold, if you hold the hanan by shari surin, so then there should be no such thing as a iser klipa, because the klipa turns aser, right? We know the halacha is that hot nevela steak touches a hot, sli kosher steak. So the kosher steak only becomes aser a klipa or a netila, whatever it is. Small amount. No rot, no, nothing fatty. Lean meat. So, but why? The klipa or the netila turns into a nevela because of chanan, and memela, that is maflit tam nevela, into the next one, and into the next one, into the next one, the whole thing's in an oven, and the whole thing should turn into nevela. How could, if you hold of chanan, there should be no such thing as a klipa netila. That's Tosfos. I'll tell you why. Eina neser oser b'makom she'eser atzma eino yachol eilech l'sham. What's the pshat in that? That since the tam nevela can't go further, right? Let's say, here are my two steaks. They're mamish roasting together in the oven, right? Nevela Shchuta. So now, how far does the tam nevela enter the shchuta? A klipa or netila, doesn't matter. Goes this far, right? But no further. Now, it's true that this little klipa netila is mafla tam into the next part, but what's that tam? It's 100% shchuta tam, 0% nevela tam. So therefore, it's mutter. Heter gamor. We don't say chanan. Because chanan only is true as long as the iser v'heter are integrated. But ein ha-iser yachol asor, or ein ha-nesar yachol asor, b'makom she-iser atzmo, einu yachol leilech l'sham. And the simplest way to explain this idea, like Rabbi said before, is the carrier svara. Chanan doesn't really mean nasa nevela. But it means when they're integrated, you have to be misyaches, not just to the iser shabo, but also to the carrier. And Tosa says, I'll tell you another ayah. The effectiveness of melicha. How does melicha work? You have a piece of meat. The meat has dam in it. I want to cook the meat, but I need to get the dam out. So what do? I go ahead and I salt the meat. Somehow or another, the salting causes all the blood to be removed from the meat. Now I could cook the meat in a smutter. Now there's a bit of a problem. What's the problem? Salted meat tastes salty. There was a empire for a while was winning taste contest after taste contest of chickens. And and of course this was on every empire advertisement, best tasting chicken 5 years running. But people are sort of wondering what's going on here, because it's the same chickens as everybody else. And then they chapped that, because the empire chickens are salted, and the way you do chicken tasting is you just cook it, unsalt it, to see mamish the flavor of the chicken. They were cheating! So then they put them into the brined chicken category, and they stopped winning. So, right? So there's a problem. The problem is that when you taste salty, it tastes salty. So naniach, there's not a schmeck of blood left, at least dam shapirish. Certain type of dam is mutter, azar, not for us now. Kayadua, we don't learn Hilchos Melech anymore. But one way or the other, we have a big problem, Taisa says. Why? Because the malach was bolea tam. The salt absorbed the blood and got the blood out of there. But when you have bloody salt, so that is nasa nevela. And even if all the blood is left, but the salt remains, because it tastes salty. I know the salt remains. I don't even need a kfela for that. Right? I taste the salt. If I taste the salt, chanan should be aser, because the salt was nasa nevela from the dam. Taisa says, according to me, no problem at all. Why? Because since all the dam has left, ein ha'iser, ein ha'nasar, oser b'makom she'iser asom l'yachalei l'chasham. What's the nasar, the salt? What's the oser, the dam? Is there any dam left? No! The salting process was 100% successful. No dam left, I don't have to worry of chanan. So Tosfos now has three rayos for Hishita. Three rayos. What are the three rayos? Melicha, klipa, and the Gemara on Kuf Ches Amud Beis that says if lo nir klal, velo kisa klal, even if yod of chanan, and even if yod of evshel esofto aser, the rest of the pot's mutter. Even though, again, the rest of the pot definitely is going to get tam basar from this piece, but since the chalav doesn't leave. So the Ramban, some of these rayos you could be docha, Tosa says, with the idea of the Urayim, that we only say chanan for a chaticha. We'll have to talk about why that might be, and the lamdas and the like. That's obviously presuming it's only din derabanan. But Tosus's ikar answer solves all three of these questions. Now, the Ramban, I'm going to take it for a second, disagrees. He thinks the whole thing isn't true. Rashi also, right? Because Rashi tells me that according to Rav, it's not true when this piece absorbs chalav, even without near v'kisui, it does in fact aser the rest of the pot. So, we have three questions. One, kuf chesem at base, and two, melicha and klipa. Melicha and klipa might not be questions if you deny it by shari surin, but if you hold of chanan by shari surin, then there'll be problems, and certainly kuf chesem at base shows that it's true even with respect to basim chalav. So how do we explain that? So that's Ramban is going to answer, but first your question.
When you say chaticha nasvela, so regular nevela, it would be aser.
You're within a view of Tosus now.
Yeah. You're saying it's not real chanan, which you mean that it's not really doesn't really.
It doesn't really turn into nevela v'haraya if it's maflit tam basar, even by chanan, right? Even by basar b'chalav. If you have a piece of basar b'chalav that's maflit, and you eat it, you get malchus, right? Hater nasa iser. But it's maflit tam basar, exclusively, right? The tam that it's poly, it's 100% tam basar. That tam is mutter to eat, right? And memela, if you're not near below kisa, the rest of the pot's mutter.
So we mean you don't need rotev to be maflit its own tam, only to transfer balua tam?
Yes. Ein balua yotze below rotev. That's
regular,
the rule.
But if you have two items without any rotev, it'll still...
It'll be maflit its own tam, just not balua.
Right, and the tam will still, tam will mix any good asir other things.
Absolutely.
So if you have, put two pieces of meat into a dry pan, put it in the oven, we just say that...
Touching each other. Right, so it might not go the whole way. It might all a klipa or natila or whatever it is. But yes, there are balios without rotev. When food touches food, or food touches kli, even without rotev, it's maflit tam. But, according to Tosis, it's only maflit its own tam. It's not maflit that which it was boleya.
Toso, is it? I'm just, does this also say that it's only Balea? Like, did they klipa because there's no rotev? Is that the chap of that?
Well, that's another question. How far in the that which is nivla will go? So when there's no rotev, it only goes so far. The two things might be related, but they don't have to be related. We're about to see in a moment, Ramban rejects one idea, but he would agree to the other idea with respect to tzli, for example. One is more intuitive. Now, there's a notion that blios could only go so far without rotev is one point that everybody agrees. And we'll see it in one second right now. So the Ramban rejects this idea of tosfos for two reasons. One is, as we'll see in a moment, he holds that chanan is true chanan, meaning to say, the chalav turned into nevela, and the basar turned into nevela, and it's pure nevela, and if you hold efshel esof to basar, that means that it's asur li'alam vaed, right? Efshel esof to means, if theoretically, he makes a theos the Ramban, if theoretically you could separate it, right? So then it remains asur. So that means, right, it never goes back to being mutter. So even if it was going to be pole tam basar exclusively, but that doesn't matter. That basar has now been transformed into nevela. So it's mafla tam nevela. And mimela, if you hold a min bimino asar, it's going to asar the rest of the pot. Right? So Tosus, Ramban rejects Tosus for two reasons. Number one, chanan is real. True chanan. It's not just temporary chanan, it's permanent chanan. And nefshel sochto is not just as long as they're together, and it's not just if there's a mashu that remains, but it means even if they're totally separated and isolated. And the simple reading of the Ramban is actually that they're the same thing, but at least in Bas B'chalav, but we won't go there for now. So that's what the Ramban, that's taina number one on the lamdas of Tosfos. Taina number two of the Ramban is on the metzias of Tosfos. He says that are blios nevi'im him? Do they know? Right, Tosfos says this remarkable idea. Like, some blios are going to know to stay, and some blios are going to know to leave. The blios that are not originally here are going to know to stay, right? And the blios that were originally here will know to leave. How do you know that? Who told you that metzias? That metzias, which half of Hilchos Tarayvus is going to be based off of Ein Balua Yotzvah wrote, doesn't appear in Shas. How does it appear to answer Taisa? Kasha, that Taisa said. Tosa says, why doesn't it ask you the rest of the pot if you don't mix it? Ah, I'll tell you the answer. Ein Balua Yotzvah wrote, who told you that? Maybe that's not the answer. Maybe, actually, it does master the rest of the pot. In fact, that's exactly what Rashi says. It does master the rest of the pot, even lo mir, even lo kisa. Okay, so what about the Gemara? Right, we'll deal with klipa and klipa later, and malicha later. Those are outside questions. Right, Tosa says I'm right, because the Gemara said I'm right. The Gemara says, black on white, if lo nir klal, the lo kisa klal, then what's the din? Mutter! Mefurish against the Ramban. The Ramban says, I'll tell you. You're not reading the Gemara carefully. The Gemara is saying that according to the Hava Mina. The Gemara is saying, if you don't hold up Efshel Sochto Aser, so then, why is it that Lo Nir Klal Velo Kisa Klal? It's Aser, it should be Mutter. But it's not true if you hold Efshel Sochto Aser. If you hold Efshel Sochto Aser, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, like Rav said, if the secluded piece was Mekabel Tam Chalav, then the rest of the piece will be, rest of the pot will become Aser, even if Lo Nir Klal, even if Lo Kisa Klal, even if we accept your funny Metzius, that Blios are Nevi'im. And that's the Sheet of Ramban. Now, of course, Ramban has explained the Gemara, but what about the other Rayos that Tosfos brought? From Klipa and from Malicha. So the Ramban gives a couple of possibilities. Or the Rishonim, I should say, within the school of the Ramban, give a couple of possibilities. Where I am on my notes. Okay. Number one, the Ramban says, is maybe Ula'inyan Hechsher Basar B'malicha Sh'amru Nira Li Shamelach maflit hu es adam ve'eno bolo. Melach, as you'll find from the sugya of Malicha, has special properties. And for that matter, so does basar. When it's being salted, it's shi'i, it's slippery, whatever that means exactly. But the point is that melach can cause the dam to be niflat from the basar, but it is not bolaya any dam. So, even if you hold of Hanan by Shari Surin, and it's true Hanan, still, the dam that remains in the meat has never absorbed any bach. Okay, so then, no problem. Oh, shukala betocho lagamre, kizorem mayim latit. I wasn't sure exactly what that meant. Rabbi and I had different possibilities, but I think it's probably referring to what the Ramban, what the Ran says explicitly, which is the melach is soreif es adam. In other words, kain what he said before. The first answer was the melach isn't bolea the dam because it's not bolea anything. And the second answer is, well, it's bolea it, but it burns it up. So there's no opportunity for Hanan in the salt because it just is mechala the dam to the extent that it's bolea the dam. So one way or the other, he's basically telling me that due to the special properties of salt and their relationship between salt and blood, that's why Malicha does not present a problem. Special case. And what about Klipa? He says, V'chein davar hatzarech Klipa, eino oser, she'eno chaticha b'fnei atzma, lehe aser v'le asor. This sounds sort of like the Yireim quoted in Tosos Tzadi Zayin. And what it tells you is that when we talk about Hanan, at least by Shari Surim, the idea only relates to a chaticha and not a mixas chaticha, which certainly indicates that Hanan for Shari Surim is going to be Dirabanan. And, as we'll argue in just a moment, that almost certainly has to be the case for Ramban. Because he holds such a powerful Hanan, can't possibly be true by Shari Surin Midoraisa. And it's precisely going to be because Tosos holds of a weak Hanan that he could consider Hanan by Shari Surin Midoraisa. And we'll elaborate on that point shortly. And again, to answer this question as well, the Ran, Bedasa Ramban, explains that this is because, why is it they only say Hanan for a Chaticha? So Tosu sounds like it's a chashivas type of thing. And the Ran says it's there for a different reason. There's no such thing as a chaticha, iser chaticha, or an iser klipa for basa b'chal of midaraisa. Why is that? Because the answer is that derech bishul asar taira. There's no basa b'chal of midaraisa without bishul. And when you have bishul, you never have a klipa. You never have a chaticha. Bishul causes the blios to spread throughout the piece. Even if you had a case of, let's imagine, you know, a hot piece of cheese and a hot piece of meat that touch each other. So we'll say, okay, it only becomes an iser klip or chaticha, right? But that's not bas b'chalav mideraisa. That's tzli, it's not bishul. We'll get into this more when we see bas b'chalav. But that's basically the answer. That's what the Ramban will say. He does say. Okay, good. So that's how the Ramban reads the Gemara on Kuf Ches, in terms of that issue, how he reads the Mishnah in the Gemara. Okay, so let's talk about the Ramban on Kuf, Amud Aleph, and then, I guess, next time, or maybe Bekitzer this time, we'll get back to the Ramban on Kuf Ches, the one from the end of the Masechta. So the Ramban on Daf Kuf, so the Gemara says, Kevin Shnasan Tam B'chaticha, Chaticha Atzma Nasas Nevela, So you see from the Gemara that in order to asr the rest of the chatichos medin min bimino, you need two things, right? Kevan shenasan tam b'chaticha, you need nesinas tam, and then it has the ability to say chanan once it's kibel tam, and thereby asr the rest of the piece. And that's the diuk that all the Rishonim say. That's a big problem, though, because Lemaisa the piece becomes Asr even without Kabbalah's Tam, because we're within the view of Rabbi Yehuda and Rav, that means being a Labatil. So Rabbeinu Tam, who holds of Hanan by Shari Surim, has this remarkable Chiddush, Trei Mashuhuyin Lo Aminan, which is very hard to understand. We're going to really need to work on it. It's going to come up Lemaisa and the Taz and Tzadi Beis. But Trei Mashuhuyin Lo Aminan, why that is, very unclear. Maybe Hanan is only Drabanan, so it's a Chumrah, we only say it once, not twice. Maybe the, you know, the piece itself doesn't leave, so this is an application of Ein HaNasar, right? In other words, something that was, that's the way the Taz says it, that when something absorbs only a Mashahu, so just like Ein Balua Yotze below Rotev, so Nisar Mashahu is not Yotze even with Rotev. After all, Tosis is really into this idea that you know, Blios are Nevi'im, and they know when to leave and when to stay. So, if it's only a Mashu, it stays forever, even with Rotev. So, therefore, and therefore, once, you know, you could just apply the principle of Ein HaNasar to explain Rabbeinu Tam, that's Rabbeinu Tam. But, of course, Ramban isn't going to like that. And Rabbeinu Ephraim says, oh, we see from here, you don't say Hanan by Shari Surin, but even that isn't so pashut, because still, first piece should become Asar. So why does it Asar the rest of the things? So you'll say, oh, maybe he also holds this idea of the Mashahu not leaving. But it doesn't sound that way, because that's not the reason why Rabbeinu Ephraim says the rest of the pot is an Asar. He says that if it only becomes Asar al Tmin Bimino, it can't Asar the rest of the pot. And if you look at the Tosa Rashi, he says that's because with respect to the rest of the pot, it's Min Bishaino Mino. And that's also, I guess we'll have to go back to all these things and explain them. What are the two answers of Tosas? But both of the two answers of Tosfos involve saying numerous chidushim, which are somewhat counterintuitive and anyway impossible for the Ramban's Mahalech, who maintains that Blios aren't Nevi'im. So how is the Ramban going to read the Gemara in Daf Kuf? Very simple. He denies the Diyuk. When the Gemara says, Kevin Shkibel Tam, Chaticha Adnas Neveila, Voses Koch Tichos Kulan, even if it was Loki Bel Tam, oh, Gevaldik. So now you have no problems. Why did it say Kibel Tam? I'll tell you, it's talking about Bishul and Bishul. When you have Chad B'Chad, it's Mekabel Tam. But it doesn't have to be Mekabel Tam, because as long as it's Asr, we'll say Chanan, and then it has the capacity to Asr the rest, Altsmin B'mino, like the simple reading of the Gemara on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis. Yes?
Just out of curiosity, the Ramban always says that no Rishonim, it's like nobody actually says that it only applies to the Vosper Chalav. Nobody actually says that that only applies here. Did he have the Rabbeinu Ephraim, Rabbeinu Ephraim after?
Yes.
Him? So why does he never make reference to the Rabbeinu Ephraim at all? Including Daf Kuf, he only mentions the Bali Tosas to their answer about Ein HaNasar. And on Kuf Ches,
so if you look on Kuf Ches, he actually quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim for his other point. He quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim.
But he never quotes that sheet of Rabbeinu Ephraim.
He definitely, I think, I don't remember him quoting Rabbeinu Ephraim by name, but he refers to an opinion in Tosfos who denies Hanan by Shari Surim, I think. Okay. So again, you see that, and that the Ramban on Kuf matches Ramban on Kuf Ches, and they're together.
Isn't he trying to just, I mean, he says Allah Harba Chassi, and this is like Gaon Amal said it, so like he's trying to work with it.
Okay. And he also says what he thinks is true, but...
Oh, I was saying, like, if, you know, after he decides that the Rif figures out why the Rif doesn't close,
well,
he says, listen, the Laisa Halacha Rachasi, the Gonim say, Hanan by everything, so...
But no, I mean, I think he says it because it's true. In other words, this is also, in and of itself, the only way to be Miyashev, Kuf and Kuf Ches, according to Ramban. In terms of the Shita Halacha, so we'll get there. And that's... that. We'll get there. But anyway, on Daf Kuf, I think he just says this on its own to answer the Kata. Ah. And then, so, then we ran out of time. So, we will pick up. So, what should you do going weiter? So, if you've done, let's say, all the Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Ramban, and Rashbas on both sugyas,
including
Tezeres. Yeah. Yeah, you have to see the Rashba in terms of. So let me tell you, one of the things we're going to talk about next time, Bezos Hashem, is the Rashba Shita on Efshar Lesochto Mutter, that the piece itself remains Aser. And that's going to be very important in Halach Lemaisa. And there's a bunch of stiras in the Rashba on this point. At least it sounds like stiras. And if you look in the Makoros I sent you in the beginning, you'll see what seemed to me, I put together the four Rashbas that sound like they're saying one thing, and then the four Rashbas that sound like the other thing. So we'll talk about, is there a Yishuv? So take a look at that.
Is next Monday?
No, we don't have to do everything by then. I think we'll talk about later in the week when we should have the next Chabura. Hopefully you'll have seen the Rashbas by Wednesday. Things will get better. I mean, I'm not saying you're gonna get everything. This is a hard sugya. It's not, you know. You see just from the Ramban how hard it is. I better put it up.